Rabbit, rabbit.
What's that mean?
Rabbit, rabbit. You're supposed to say that the first day of the month, the first thing you say out of your mouth for good luck for the whole month.
I mean, I've never heard that before in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
No, that's a real thing.
Okay. Well, rabbit, rabbit. It's my birthday month on top of it. So
I know.
I should be
so
lucky
excited.
Anyways.
It's Anna and Raven. I think it's so funny as a grown man who is turning 45 years old this month
mm-hmm.
that you still get excited for your quote-unquote birthday month, which we all know is a fake thing.
Well, I have to remind everybody that it is my birthday this month because Christmas and New Year's Eve, that's when everybody gets all, you know, gets all the attention. Everybody forgets that my birthday exists anyways. I get the crappiest birthday gifts, to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So it's my job to remind people it's my birthday. So don't forget your Christmas babies, people.
This is a milestone for you, 45.
I mean, they're all milestones at this point. I'm still alive.
Okay.
Right? I mean, is 45 really a milestone one?
Yeah, I think like all the like the evens and the fives, right? Like 30,
the
35,
and, the five.
And 21, 18. Actually, no. It's 16, 18, 21, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, and then all the fives until you die.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, until I die.
Until you die.
Well, I get it. I mean, on the flip side of 45, of course, every minute after that, I'm closer to 50, right? I'm closer to 50 than I am from 40 at that point.
Wow.
It is crazy to think.
Wow.
I never thought of that before in my life.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm almost wishing that I hadn't said it to you because I feel like you're going to repeat it to me often.
Oh, my gosh, Raven.
Yeah.
Huh. When you look back, what was your favorite birthday, like the best birthday you ever had?
I mean, I had a great, at 16, you remember because you could get your license, you know, and when I was at 16, everybody got their license immediately. Nowadays, it's a little bit different, you know, everybody used to do that. So obviously, that was a big one. 18 wasn't a big deal because I was already out of high school at that point. It didn't make any difference for me. What? I could go to 7-Eleven and buy a dirty magazine or some cigarettes. Neither good things.
I forgot that people did that.
Yeah. Yeah. Neither good things. So that wasn't a big one for me. 21 obviously is a big one. That's when I had my first drink.
Right.
Well, either way.
Yeah.
My first legal drink out. 30's big.
So which is the best one, Raven? I didn't ask for a roll-up of your entire life.
I had a surprise party at like 30 and another one at like 32, 33. Those were great birthdays. Those were great parties. It was completely unexpected. I had no idea that those parties were happening.
I think the greatest birthday I ever had is when I turned 27, oddly. We went to Vegas, and we went with like one of my girlfriends from college and her new boyfriend. And, you know, that's like a tricky situation where you don't know because you don't know them well.
Right, whether or not you're going to like them or whatever, right.
I mean, to this day, they are our closest, like, best friends. And that trip, we talk about it all the time. It was just the best, most iconic 4 days of our life.
Yeah. It sounds like a great trip. By the way, I could do that trip at 45. That would be fine, too.
Yeah, no, I'm into doing it.
If Santa's listening.
As soon as we're allowed to get on a plane, I'd be into doing that trip again.
Right.
What was the best birthday you ever had? What age were you? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. It's coming up next with Anna and Raven. What is the perfect age for a birthday? The birthday that you look back on and you're like, that was the best. Santa and Raven, you can call or text 1-800-330-9999. Raven's turning 45 this month. That's a milestone. That's a big one.
When do we start saying stop saying it out loud? Like if I was a girl, when would I have stopped saying it out loud?
When I turned 40 in August, you said it every single day. Literally every day.
Is that how it felt? Because it feels like that's in your mind.
No.
But it's an interesting perspective on human psyche. If I did, I didn't do it deliberately. But maybe I did. I don't know.
Because you knew it was going to get me. But I was actually thinking about this because this past year in general has kind of been stinky. Like for my 40th birthday, we had big plans. And obviously those plans didn't happen because of COVID.
Right.
But it still ended up being a beautiful birthday. I spent it with my family, my friends. You know, it was okay.
I mean, that's what you have to say.
You have to say that.
You have to say that anyways.
Right.
Alicia, my wife's birthday, her 40th is in March, and I have no idea what's going to happen.
And we gotta play it by ear. It's all you can do.
No idea.
My little one, Dakota, she turned 2 a couple weeks ago.
Mm.
And I remember the pure joy on her face to play with a couple of her new toys and to have cake and for all of us to wear a hat and sing. And I was like, maybe 2 is the best birthday.
They could. It's probably just seems like a great day to her, birthday or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not like, oh, I understand that this is the day that I came into the world, but I did get cake and presents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the best birthday age?
I think for your girls, it's your sweet 16. It's like you feel like you're becoming an adult and you're really growing up. I had like a huge party when I was young, and honestly, it was better than my wedding.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, if you've got somebody to smooch at your sweet 16,
no.
Pretty great day.
You don't kiss anybody at your sweet 16.
I mean, at my 16th birthday, I got a smooch.
Did you have a sweet 16?
No, I'm a boy.
Why don't boys have sweet 16s?
I don't know. It's one of the things that we've been ripped off for our entire lives.
Oh,
I did get a car, though.
Oh, well, that's like a pretty good consolation
prize.
Yeah,
no, it was a great gift.
Right.
It was ugly, but I got it.
My sweet 16 got canceled because my dad was mad at me because I wanted to sleep over my friend's house and I disobeyed him.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You were a Satanistic little teenager.
Makes me so upset still thinking to this day.
Bad Anna.
Mm. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the best birthday party age?
I wouldn't say it's perfect, but my perfect birthday was 50th, believe it or not.
Really?
I had a surprise party by my husband and my two sons. My best friend took me away to Mohegan Sun because they had me convinced I wasn't having anything, and I came home and there was like 100 people at my house.
That's so great.
Surprise parties really are the best, especially when they actually are able to surprise you, because that's really difficult, you know?
See, I don't ever want a surprise party. I feel like it gives me anxiety.
I mean, it surprised you, so you didn't have anxiety before. You didn't know it was coming.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the best age for birthday parties?
Oh, definitely 21. All your friends. You can drink. You can legally go to the bar. I went to my favorite club in Manhattan on my 21st birthday, and I was so excited to use my real ID for the first time.
I know that.
Did you throw up? Did you barf?
You bet.
Yeah. Right. I feel like that's,
yeah.
Your great, great, great friends that want to make sure you have so much fun also make sure that you end up over a toilet.
They're
like, there you go, especially your older friends.
I was thinking about that the other day. I'm like, that's one of the biggest things I think that stinks about COVID birthdays. If, like, you're getting a monumental one, like your 21st, like, there's no bars you can go out dancing to right now.
There's nothing big, right? Yeah. Right? 40th, whatever. There's nothing big.
What was your perfect birthday age? What happened? You could head to our Facebook page. Let us know there. Search Anna and Raven. This is a little bit embarrassing. Do you have different voices that you use for different people, Raven?
I actually get commented all the time that I sound exactly as I do on the radio. So I pride myself on the fact that I don't actually ever change my voice, but it's a thing. I've seen lots of people do it, especially in this business. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. Over the weekend, it was my girlfriend Gabby's birthday.
Sure.
So we went out to the Vineyards, and we were at the old Martha Clara. It's called RGNY now. And they sat us outside because all the inside tables were reserved. And it's socially distanced, so it's not crowded like it usually is. All the tables are like 100 feet apart from each other.
Sure.
So now we're sitting outside, and we're freezing, right?
Yeah, it was cool out.
It was cold. And so we asked the lady when we came in if there was anything inside, if we could wait, and there was nothing. So everyone's cold, and I'm like, I'll go inside. I'll ask her again. I'll ask her to put us on the list or whatever. Right?
You'll ask her more firmly?
Yeah.
You'll try to be more persuasive at first, or what?
No, none of that nice.
Okay.
So I went up, and my husband is kind of lingering behind me, right?
Sure.
And I'm like, hi, I was just hoping, and I hear him.
Using words like that?
Yeah. And my husband goes, oh, here comes the radio voice.
Oh.
I go, what is that? So I look at him.
I know he said that to you.
He says that to me all the time.
And it makes you mad.
It makes me so mad. He's like, yeah, whenever you want to try to sound official, you use your radio voice. I go, what are you talking about? This is just my voice.
Yeah, no.
He's like, no, you use a different voice.
That's right.
When you talk to people, like when you need attention. I go, what are you talking about?
I wouldn't say when you need attention. I would say when you're trying to be nice or lessen the blow, you have like customer service, Anna. So like that one goes into effect. It's like, oh, let's make a deal here. Let's strike a parlay and see if we can come to some sort of agreement. There is an Anna's app that exists for you, that in you.
You think?
Look at how mad you are. Look at your face. There totally is. If people heard you when you were not actually working, I mean, let's say you're not quite as nice, quite as
what?
Approachable.
Are you saying that my voice is not nice?
To a stranger, you would probably be equally nice. To somebody that knows you, not as nice. Not as nice.
So I was thinking about it.
Yeah.
And I did a little bit of research, and I realized that there are actually different voices you use for different people in your life.
Okay.
So I'm not the only one. And it's true. Your voice is very always the same.
Right.
I always say you sound like a Muppet.
Right. It's not very nice.
I'm just saying, like, that's what it sounds like.
I've had people try and tell me to sound nicer before, And I don't know. This is the mode, the only mode I have.
Wait, the best part is
I'm proud and defiant, but right.
But the way you talk to children, yes. I find, is different.
Okay.
So, like, when I'm talking to my kids in particular,
yeah.
It's very mommy-ish. It's like, you know, mommy loves you so much. And right. Like, it sounds like that. It's kind of actually, it's embarrassing when you say it out loud.
Right. It makes me feel dirty. Right.
But you talk to your, but you have a different voice when you talk to your puppies and when you talk to your wife.
Well, when I talk to my dogs, I, you know, I'm very, same thing. Baby, you know, oh, what's up with my babies? What's up with my puppies? You know, that kind of thing.
It's
when
weird.
I talk to my wife, I mean, I think I'm the same. And then, but when I'm the same, she tells me that I'm being mean.
Mm.
And I'm like, I just said a regular thing. She's like, no, no, no. It's in your tone of voice. And I'm
it's
like,
true.
This is how I sound.
Sometimes Hayden, my older one, she's 11. She'll say something and it sounds so condescending.
Right.
And I'll be like, and then I'll give her a look. And my husband will be like, sounds just like you.
I was going to say, when you gave her a look, did you give her a pat on the back?
No. You don't even realize that you're doing it, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know what? The only time I might change my voice is when I'm calling customer service.
Exactly.
That's literally the only time. And you know what? It doesn't always work for me to sound nicer. So sometimes you got to go into angry raven at that point.
It's the same way you talk to your dog. Hey, yo,
Right.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. 1-800-330-9999. You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can always call or text Santa and Raven. Raven, we got one on our text line. Mm. If you bring a sandwich into a porta potty, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh, that's gross.
So I immediately texted back. I wrote, nasty. I go, where does that happen? And the person wrote back, I work at a construction site, and there's a guy who does it all the time.
Well, you know, he's trying to make the most of his time. He goes in there. He figures that thing in the corner is not actually for the toilet paper. It's a tray. And that's what he thinks. And maybe somebody should gift that man a tray for Christmas.
Okay, the porta potty is one thing because I think that's unforgivable.
Well,
right.
For the most part, like, on a construction site.
Outside. You can eat. But you're a sandwich in there. I don't understand.
Yeah.
But do you eat in the bathroom?
No.
Like,
and I'm always amazed too because we've had the conversation before where somebody brought it up that there's people that actually eat in the shower, which is the craziest thing I ever heard of. Like, you're in the shower to wash your body. What are your hands doing available to put food in your mouth?
So
it's disgusting.
I don't eat in the bathroom. I find that disgusting.
Yes.
I agree with you. I think that there's something wrong with that. But I bring my coffee in the bathroom all the time.
Yeah, but
you're
carrying your cup with you. You're going back and forth. And again, it's not like you're carrying your coffee in your hands. So it's not like your hands are going to, you know, touch your coffee. They're inside a vessel that you're drinking from. It's a little bit different.
Saturday and Sunday mornings, I'm walking around my big cup of coffee, the big mug. It's coming right with me, right into the toilet. And then I'm like, well, is that even that much better? Because I still flush the toilet. You know, it says that the germ spray, like, whatever, 30 feet or whatever they say.
That's what they say.
Just sitting in my French vanilla hot coffee? Is that what it's doing?
Be honest and answer a question for me. Have you ever drank in the shower? Because that's also a thing, too.
Oh, in college all the time.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah.
That is terrible.
We used to have a beer thing in the shower
just
to put our beers.
Get out of the shower. That's all. I mean, how long are you in the shower that you need to actually still be drinking in the shower?
Because you would be getting dressed to go out, and we would all be pre-gaming. Listen, news day to fight till I die. Like, that was
it just doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever.
I guess in retrospect, that wasn't normal.
No. No, but there is a certain amount of people that do it.
Not now.
Yeah.
Maybe a glass of wine.
Well, if you eat or drink in the porta potty, that's all I need to know about you.
Yeah,
agreed
true.
Upon that.
Yep.
If you keep going after the whistle is blown, the bell is rung, or the timer runs out, that's all I need to know about you. Did you watch the Tyson fight this weekend? Did you see any of that?
No, fill me in.
So, it was what you expected. It certainly could have been worse. That's what I'll say. The fights before were actually pretty good. They kept fighting and so forth. But after one of the bells, Tyson punched him right below the gut. And I was like, oh, Mike, don't do that. You already know everybody's watching you to see it. And I think that he was just, you know, he was very relaxed and caught in the moment. But you can't do that. You get points diminished and you get yourself in trouble. And it doesn't look good.
Yeah. But that's Mike Tyson.
And then I was watching football this weekend. Same thing. And the bell rings. And then they just keep going. And then they plow over another guy. But the bell rang like 30 seconds ago. The whistle was blown 30 seconds before. But, just stop.
No, but that's what makes it exciting. I mean, the only thing I could have made it better.
The cheap shot?
Yeah, if he just ate a piece of that other guy's ear or something.
If he punched the guy after the bell rung and then ate the guy who rang the bell, yes, that would have been.
That's all I need to know.
Certainly would have been must-see television. Right.
Santa needs our help. And that's why the Santa tip line is back. It's 833-431-0905. You can leave a message 24/7. Just let us know who's been naughty and who's been nice. It's time to check those messages.
Oh, hey, Anna and Raven. Let's see who called the Santa tip line today.
Oh, it's been busy, I heard, Raven. It's been busy.
Yeah, you know, I just want to point out a fact. Again, you know, the more people that you report that are being naughty in your vicinity, the better off you're going to look to the big man.
Okay.
Hi, Santa. It is 9:46 at night. I have come home from working a double shift at work, and I have asked my husband to do one thing. Take the clothes out of the washing machine and put them in the dryer. And I came home, and he was sitting in that same spot from where I left him. And you know what he didn't do? You guessed it, Santa. He didn't put the clothes from the washing machine in the dryer.
Oh, boy.
And you know what that means? That means I got to run it all over again. And you know what his excuse was? He forgot. You know, he forgets every time I ask him to do something. So, Santa, I think he belongs on the naughty list.
What is more scary? The swear that just comes out of nowhere or the swear that comes with a pregnant pause before it?
Right. Yeah.
Because that's a scary moment.
That guy's in trouble.
Yes, he is.
He's going to get on that naughty list. Yeah, one thing he had to do. One thing.
He forgot.
Yeah.
I was busy. I forgot.
Mm-hmm. Message received today.
Santa, when you have a time, can you call back?
Message deleted.
How's Santa going to call you back? You didn't leave a number.
Didn't even leave a number. Well, name or number, but he knows everything.
He knows everything.
I know, but yeah. I mean, again, Santa pretty busy this time of year.
Well,
right?
You know what? He's got to set aside some time to return some calls.
I mean, return some emails, right? Go work through that stuff.
Message received.
Hey, Santa. I think Stacy should be on the naughty list because she thinks she's too old to believe in you. So I just want you to remind her that you're there by putting her on the naughty list. Thank you.
Message deleted.
I mean, this is another savvy move right here, right? Yep. It's not just reporting somebody that might be naughty, but it's saying that I believe more than others.
Yep. And that you get on the naughty list if you don't believe.
I'm the true believer. That's why I'm trying to inspire those around me that would believe. So it's a heavy play. I see what you're doing there, and I believe Santa probably does too, but he might reward you anyways.
Right. If you want to call the Santa tip line and report anyone, it could be a coworker, a boss, a fellow student, maybe a teacher or something along that lines. The Santa tip line is open at 833-431-0905. And remember, it could be somebody that belongs on the nice list too, somebody that did something great for you.
I guess you could do that.
It's also 833-431-0905. Santa and Raven. You might be confused. I know I am. Santa and Raven. Yesterday, Cyber Monday. Raven, did you buy anything yesterday?
Yeah, of course I did.
You did?
You know, I love Black Friday. I love Cyber Monday. I've got about 80% of my shop. Well, more like 70% of my shopping done at this point.
It's Santa and Raven. What was the number one deal you got yesterday for Cyber Monday?
I can't really say it out loud. I mean,
is it something for your wife?
Yes, it's for my wife.
Just gesture to me what it is.
How can I do that?
Okay. All right.
I mean, it's something for her.
Okay.
It's something that she can wear and use. I guess wear isn't the right word. Take with her.
All right. So I was looking over, and yesterday, of course, they were saying we were going to break all kinds of records with online sales. And yes, they did. It's up 39% from last year, which is massive because it was already huge last year. But the number one things that were sold on Amazon for Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
Who's buying this and who are you buying it for? Number one thing. GE Profile Opal Countertop Nugget Ice Maker.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
It's an ice maker. It's a giant ice maker that goes on your countertop.
Okay.
And a fancy one because it's a GE Profile. Guess how much the ice maker costs?
I'm going to go with $300. $300.
$465.99. That's the Cyber Monday deal.
Wow.
One of the number one things that sold on Amazon yesterday. Who needs a an almost $500 ice maker.
Does it make the round ones? Because that's the thing now, man. You're a baller. All right? You're going to spend the big money if you want the bald ice.
Who wants that gift? Like, who makes their list? They take out their pen and their paper, like, you know, like it's 1984.
Yeah.
And they're making their Santa list, and they're like, I would like the countertop nugget ice maker, but only the GE profile one that costs almost $500.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who makes that list, but I'll say this. The ice maker in my Samsung fridge stinks, okay? So, I mean, if somebody gave it to me, that would be fine.
You'd like that?
I mean, I don't know where I'd find the counter space, but I'm just saying, like, there would be a use for it in my house.
Another really popular item yesterday, and I've been seeing this everywhere as a really popular holiday gift item, is the iRobot Roomba, the robot vacuum.
Oh, yeah.
Now, here's what I'm trying to think. Everyone knows that you should not give somebody a vacuum for Christmas or their birthday. That's
right.
Not. But is it if it's the iRoomba, does it make a difference?
Well, that's the thing. With the Roomba, I mean, it's like a pet almost. It's like a digital pet. It's the Android or the robot in your house that you're willing to have. Everybody hates Marty when they go to the grocery store. But for some reason, we're willing to let the robot vacuum into the house. I'm not sure if it does a great job. I know I've got some lips around like my house from room to room. And my wife still talks to me about the Roomba all the time. She brings it up.
I guess if you get a Roomba, it's a pass.
Yeah.
They don't actually have to use it like a real vacuum.
I've been watching a lot of holiday movies on Netflix, too, because what else am I going to do with my life at this point right now?
Yeah.
And the Roomba has been a comedic member of the movie at least twice.
Okay.
Yeah. Where it almost ran into somebody. Also, it had somebody hiding in a closet and it found somebody.
Oh.
Yeah, the Roomba's got a great personality.
Good. The third most purchased item Cyber Monday on Amazon. The Harbor 022 meat thermometer for $9.09. Is that a stocking stuffer, the meat thermometer?
I mean, probably if you blew Thanksgiving, I would say that it's a timely item, right? It's on people's minds. Mm-hmm. Like if you're the person who blew, you know, the turkey wasn't actually cooked, somebody's going to put a turkey thermometer, a meat thermometer on your list so that it doesn't happen with the ham.
Yeah, and then the last item that was really popular on Cyber Monday, the LifeStraw personal water filter.
Oh, nice.
For $12.97. I don't understand why these things are such a thing. I mean, the average person, how often are you in the woods where you have to drink out of a lake?
Listen, COVID, man, all right? You might have to run. All right? You want to be
collect
ready.
Rainwater?
That's right.
That's the next shortage.
Whatever it takes to survive.
Good. Yep, that's it. Was this guy robbed? What do you think? All over a mispronunciation. It's Anna and Raven. Wheel of Fortune. This happens.
Flamingo dance lessons. Flamingo dance lessons.
Sorry. Explain. Ashley, it's your turn.
I'll solve.
Yeah.
Flamenco dance lessons.
Yeah, that's it. And we're going to, there we go. She's got it.
So he said, and here's Pat Sajak explaining what happened.
So, to explain, what we all heard was, and I know you didn't mean to say it, but you gave us a G instead of a C.
Right.
He said flamingo dance lessons, and it's flamenco with that C-O on the end.
Look at you. You would have lost, too.
I would have. Because
I was watching the other night.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's awkward when you see things like this happen live. You always go, oh, but you know something? It happens more often than you think. The enunciation is very important. Or if you miss just one letter, right, they get the wrong word. The next person's got it, of course.
This is always a tough thing. Now, this guy, he lost because of that mispronunciation and saying flamingo instead of flamenco.
Flamenco.
Right. See, I have the same problem. He lost $7,100 cash
and
a trip to Spain. Now, since then, people have felt bad for him, including Airbnb, and they got him a trip to Spain. So, congratulations.
I mean, nowadays, that's the thing is something terrible can happen to you through your own accord. This was his mistake. He rightfully lost, and yet the world has to bail him out.
So, I have this problem.
This is ridiculous. It would never happen to me.
People give me a hard time all the time because, you know, I happen to be on the radio, so my job is probably to pronounce things correctly. But I'm like a human being, and I don't do it well.
Well, to be fair, too, Anna really does take it hard, whereas there's people like me who don't care whatsoever.
It bothers me.
I'm like a bull in a china shop with the English language. I will just bump and grind. I don't care whatsoever. But you it bothers you more.
Well, I think because I'm a child of immigrants. So like I always say this all the time. It's like my parents, I grew up, they misunderstood how to say things.
Sure.
So a lot of times that stuck with me, and there's words I just can't pronounce right, and I don't know why, and I think it has to do with, like, the way that they spoke with the accent.
Right. Well, I mean, right. You feel like the perception is that you don't know it correctly.
Right.
And therefore, you're embarrassed by it. Whereas me, I'm like, I just shoot my shot. I'll take my shot on a word that I might not even be sure of the actual meaning of.
True.
I will shoot my shot on it. I don't care.
You don't care.
I don't care.
Most commonly mispronounced words in the English language. Okay. Acai is that new bowl. You know, it's got like the fruit and the yogurt and stuff.
Everyone the acai berry.
Acai berry.
Acai berry.
Yeah. Acai.
Yep.
My husband said the other day he was too old to try it. I don't even know what that means. He's like, it just sounds too old. Like, I can't.
That's right.
It's too young. I'm like,
That's right, honey.
This one, I didn't realize I was mispronouncing it until I just read this. GIF. You know when there's like the animated image on
a GIF,
computer?
A GIF. A GIF.
It's a GIF.
It's a
not
GIF.
A GIF.
Yeah,
it's
no.
A GIF.
I feel like everybody knows it's a GIF, but we as a people have decided that that's stupid and that we're just going to go with GIF.
Right.
Right.
This is one I also said wrong too that I didn't realize it.
What's up?
Mischievous. Yeah. I always said mischievous.
Come on. No, you didn't.
Mischievous.
No.
Yeah, it's mischievous.
I've never heard you say that.
Well, because we don't use it that often in
conversation. You wouldn't use it because you knew that you might be wrong.
Well, right.
Yeah, that's a little weird. Okay.
It's mischievous. Okay, these are the words I screw up all the time, and I'm not going to say them, so I don't want you to make fun of me. Ready?
Go.
Hold on.
What?
Bureau.
Like a chest of drawers?
Yeah,
nobody says bureau. Don't worry about it. You don't need to worry about that word. Nobody actually says that word.
Yeah, and the last one I have a really hard time with that's really embarrassing.
Mm.
Debacle.
Debacle?
I always say debacle. It's a debacle.
No.
Debacle.
No.
Debacle.
Again, not a very commonly used word, too.
Yeah.
I always say, you remember, you caught me before. I would say chick. Chick instead of chic.
And then chic. Yeah. I go, what are you talking about?
I mean, why don't they just spell it chic if they want it to be pronounced chic?
But my favorite part about Raven, is that you always are just like, yeah, I don't know. I said it.
Right.
Fine.
And I just go with conviction on it. I don't care.
There you go.
If you act like you belong somewhere more than somebody else, they're going to be like, you know what? Maybe that guy belongs here. Same thing with the language.
But I'll tell you what, this guy.
Flamingo dance lessons.
He was robbed. Give him that guy. Give him that money.
No.
From a lack of a filter.
I love when it's sweet.
To unhinged lunacy.
3 hours in traffic to get there while I just sat in traffic like a crazy person.
And a lack of compassion for the common man. We ask you, the people, is Anna Zapp out of line?
I'm not out of line on this. 1-800-330-9999. What is the protocol in your house when it comes to the gifts you buy throughout the month of November and December, Santa and Raven?
So let me get some clarification here. The gifts that you're buying for somebody else or the gifts that you buy for yourself?
So here's what happened. Over the weekend, my husband and I went shopping, you know, and obviously we were going to shop for other people.
Sure.
But he becomes obsessed with this jacket. He's looking at the jacket. He monopolizes all our time to find the perfect jacket, okay? So here we are.
Monopolizes to stay warm. Right. Okay.
We had exactly 2 hours to shop before we had to pick up the girls. So, like, I wanted to get stuff for the girls,
sure.
You know? But no, we got to spend 45 minutes trying on jackets for him. But all right. Story for another time. So he finds this jacket. And it's not a cheap jacket. Like, it's a good, expensive jacket. So he says, okay, finally he decides I want this jacket. I go, all right, that's your Christmas present. Because it's not my Christmas present. I go, what do you mean it's not your Christmas present? I go, I'm going to take it, I'm going to wrap it, and you're going to open it on Christmas morning with all the other gifts because it's going to be your Christmas present. This will be your big gift.
But, Anna, it's cold now. What are you talking about?
You don't think he has other jackets?
I mean, I think he probably has other jackets, but clearly they're not great because he's in the market for another jacket.
But it's just like you want another jacket, you know? Like, he's just sick of these old jackets.
It's fashion model Paul. Is that what's going on here right now? Fashion model Paul. That's the version of your husband that's showing up looking for this jacket.
But don't you think, like, what if I give him that and that's his quote unquote his big gift, like the Christmas gift
because it's pricey,
right?
Sure.
what is he going to open on Christmas morning if I don't wrap it and put it under the tree? He's not going to have anything to open. He's going to have, like, the three other little trinket things that I bought just to kind of be a filler so he's not just twiddling his thumbs.
I mean, don't you know how this works? That means that you have to buy him something else now.
No.
It's
going
to be a more pricey Christmas. Every year I get into trouble with my wife because I go out and I buy myself a coat when I'm shopping for the other stuff. I'm walking through, I see a coat, I buy it, and then she's always so mad. She says something to me every time. This year I didn't buy a coat. Guaranteed she doesn't buy me one. Guaranteed. I'm coatless. I'm coatless. Have Paul send me his old coat.
There's plenty that you have coats. You have a coat here.
I'm just saying if you open something before Christmas Day, then it's not a Christmas present.
Well, that's why.
But if it's a winter thing,
no.
You got to give it. What if he was a kid and it was a sled and 2 weeks before Christmas it snows like crazy and everybody's out there sledding and the kid's just looking in the window, crying, looking outside. I wish I had a sled.
No.
What would you do?
This is different. He has coats. And this is his Christmas present. So he has to wait till Christmas morning.
So he's a grown-up. So dreams are not important.
Right. Right? Am I out of line? Is Anna Zapp out of line? 1-800-330-9999. Would you make your husband wait till Christmas morning, or would you just give him the coat and have him nothing special to open on Christmas morning?
From a lack of a filter.
I love when it's sweet.
To unhinged lunacy.
3 hours in traffic to get there while I just sat in traffic like a crazy person.
And a lack of compassion for the common man. We ask you, the people, is Anna Zapp out of line?
It's Anna and Raven. Over the weekend, my husband and I went shopping for our girls, but somehow he monopolized all the time and ended up spending 45 minutes picking out the perfect coat for himself.
I want you to just step back for a minute and imagine how cruel you sound when your husband monopolized the time to pick out a winter coat for him.
No, no, no. If you're a wife, you understand. I've got 2 hours with this sitter. 2 hours.
Yes.
To get out there and get as much shopping as I can possibly done for the girls. And now you're going to come with me. You're going to tag along, and we're going to stand in the middle of Nordstrom's for 45 minutes? Like, come on. So we get the jacket.
Stay warm.
And I said to him, he has to wait till Christmas morning to open the jacket. And now he's saying he wants the jacket now. I go, but this is your gift. This is your big gift. Am I out of line for thinking that he has to wait till Christmas morning?
I mean, it's the winter months. It's cold.
He's got coats. Come on. 1-800-330-9999. Am I out of line? Tana and Raven.
Yes, Barb. Because he's not a child. Your girls are little enough that they're not going to realize that their dad doesn't have a lot of big things to open. He wants it now. You and your heart know that you want to give it to him. Let him enjoy it the month longer. I've already paid, given my kids some of their Christmas gifts.
See that? You've already broken.
Yeah. I think Anna's being unreasonable. It's not like a child with a toy.
Right.
Mm. Oh, he's a good guy. He works hard. Let him have it.
I just want you to imagine Paul standing frozen inside a snowbank out front of their house with icicles from his nose and no coat. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, wait. Oh, look. Look harder. The coat is inside the window, gazing down upon him.
Have a good morning. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Is Anna Zapp, a.k.a. me, out of line?
I don't think you're out of line, but he could have the coat, but he just has to understand.
Right. But that's the whole thing is that, you know, everyone says, oh, he's a grown-up, he's a grown-up. But he'll still be disappointed if he doesn't have something to open on Christmas.
He's a human being. Of course he will be. And I'll be disappointed for him.
But then he tried to say, well, then it's not a Christmas gift if I have to, you know, if I... Like, he tries to, like, make all these excuses and these rules. No. Like, are you going to get two expensive things this holiday season? That doesn't make any sense.
No.
You should buy
him... Exactly. Suck it up.
Something small, but something fun after that. Maybe like a remote control car or something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good. Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. Am I out of line?
I wouldn't say you're out of line, but my suggestion is to let him have the jacket and then invest in something like a Wii gift, something you've had your eye on for the house or for both of you, and let him open that on Christmas morning.
Oh, I'm into, like, buying myself a piece of jewelry and putting it under the tree for him.
Oh, look, it's for us. It makes us both happy. Right?
Oh, my gosh. What a beautiful ring I bought you, honey.
Look at this kitchen cart. Oh, I'm so happy. And then he's like, and I got to put it together?
Right.
No thanks.
Anna and Raven, am I out of line?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I just wanted to make a simple solution that I think would work for both you and your husband. Mm-hmm. And I think that he should be allowed to wear the jacket. And then what you could do on Christmas morning, put that jacket in a bag, a gift bag, and you'll be set. He can open it up Christmas morning again.
I'm going to give him a use
for the time being.
I mean, this is... I mean, ma'am, I want to be respectful, but if you were my wife and you did that to me, I would be very, very disappointed. Very disappointed. But thank you for the call.
I mean, it's maybe. It's Anna and Raven. Am I out of line?
I think you should loosen up and give him the jacket.
That's right. And buy him something awesome after that.
No. I mean, I
and then on Christmas Eve, put the jacket in a box. Oh. Let him open on Christmas so your kids can say, oh, look at the nice jacket we got.
Wait a minute.
Santa, give him the jacket.
I saw Dad wearing that jacket yesterday. I mean, that's two calls in a row. You guys are cruel. Terrible.
All right, fine. He gets a jacket. Fine.
Good.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday morning, a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Amelia and Chris. Amelia, let's start with you. What's going on?
Hey, guys. My daughter, she decided that she wanted to take a year off of college. And I get it because of COVID and everything like that, and college isn't the same. I know that. I wasn't really happy with the whole idea, but I went along with it because, you know, my husband and the pressure and all of that.
Huh.
I mean, I get it. It's a good year to take the gap. It is. But now she's saying that she doesn't even want to go to school again. Like, she's like, I'm done. Like, I'm not even interested in school, Mom.
Yeah, that's rough to hear. But how do you force her, right? When they're a young adult, what do you do with that?
Right. I mean, you can only do but so much. I'm not happy. And then to make it worse, she's asking us for, like, the rest of the college money that we have saved up all these years.
Yeah.
All of these years. And she wants it to buy herself a new car.
Oh, that's tough.
Chris, what's your side of this?
Well, I mean, I agree. I would like for my daughter to finish school. Right now with COVID, like she's saying, it's just kind of a hard time to do online classing. Our daughter's not very much into the online learning scenario.
Sure.
And you can always have these plans for your kids. Okay, yes, they're going to go off to college. They're going to graduate and do this. But she's not that kind of person. I kind of feel as if maybe she just needs to let her, you know, her wings out and fly. And that's the kind of girl she is.
I understand you being lenient about her finding out who she is, but you're okay with her taking this money that's meant for her education and putting it to just buying a car?
Yeah, you know, as far as it being the car, she does need a reliable mode of transportation, you know, through the inclement weather and things like that. I want to make sure that she's safe. But I have no doubt
that she's not even working right now.
She's not working, but she's got some things in the pipeline, and I think that she has a lot of promise. It's one of those things that right now, is college the most important thing, or is it following something that's an opportunity that she could do something better with in life?
Yeah, I feel for you guys. I mean, this is a tough one. I mean, on the one hand, you're right. If there was ever a year to take a gap year, it's almost like you wouldn't get the full value out of school anyways. Maybe it's best off that if she was considering a year off, that this would be the year. On the other hand, you know, like you said, Mom, it takes a long time to raise that kind of money, get that money up.
It is.
Yeah, and a car is.
And then I'm afraid that she's never going to want to go back.
Well, you know, Amelia, people may agree with you. That money was meant for education. And just because she doesn't want to go to school right now doesn't mean she's never going to want to go. And wasting it on a car may not be the way to go about things. But they may see Chris's side that money was intended for your daughter. And if this is what she chooses she wants to do with it, then you're going to have to let it go. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court with Anna and Raven. If you're a parent, what would you do in this situation? Amelia and Chris's daughter has decided that she wanted to take a gap year from school because of COVID. Understandable. But now she doesn't want to go back. And she wants to use the money that the parents had set aside for tuition to buy a new car because she doesn't have a car. Amelia says absolutely not.
Well, Chris thinks that, you know what, again, it was always intended for her. She's made some different life changes. We can go ahead and adapt with those choices. But again, once it's gone, it's gone.
Whose side are you on this morning? It's a couples court with Anna and Raven, 1-800-330-9999.
Hi, I am on the wife's side. So I am 22, and I had a very minimal couple $1,000s that my parents saved away for me to go to college, and I asked for it early, and I did blow it because I was 18 and out of college. Why the heck not get a new car? And I'm 22 and paying for college right now, and I am drowning.
Right, yeah. Right, and wish you had that money there.
It's so tough, but I gotta say, if that money was for education, it's one thing if she was getting married. That's a little bit different. Like, she wanted money for her wedding, but for a car?
But how is that different than getting a car? As a matter of fact, I mean, to me, the car's more practical.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
This morning, I am on the mom's side. Kids grow up. There are those kids that are made for school. There are those that are not made for school. But eventually, down the line, my kid's on experience. Now he wants to go back to school. He has a kid. He can. And the money is not there anymore.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
I'm on the mother's side. I mean, what they can do is, why don't they give her a good down payment to a new car and then make her responsible adult, since that's what she's choosing, to then make payments of her own, you know, get a job and make payments on a car payment.
Good point.
If you want that car bad enough, you'll find a way to make it happen. Knowing that there's money sitting somewhere definitely changes your thinking as to how hard do I have to work to get to this vehicle.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Amelia, our audience agreed with you today. That money was put there for your daughter's education. And if she doesn't want to use it for education, then it's your discretion what she's going to use it for. And if you decide a car right now isn't the best decision, it is what it is.
Thank goodness, because I agree with what they said. We can buy her a nice car that doesn't cost $20,000.
Dad, you going to be all right?
I support my family and my wife, and if people are thinking that, and, you know, I kind of needed a different perspective, so I appreciate everyone's input.
I mean, wheels is wheels. If she wants to get around that bad, you know, you'll get something decent for a lot less than that. And then that money will still be there. Who knows? She may decide that she wants to go into some sort of other schooling or whatever over the next couple of years. It could be a lot of changes coming. So best of luck, guys. If anybody else has got an issue, of course, you can always email us, couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hi, this is Rachel.
Rachel, you are up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, will you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Rachel.
Okay, Rachel, we got $1,000 on the line. It's a lot of cash. Here's how it's going to work. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. You get about 3 seconds for each one. I'll bring Raven back into the studio. Ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. It's really easy, but here's the only catch. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. Ready to play?
Okay.
All right. These are hard questions today because I wanted him to lose. Number one, a teaser trailer for Clifford movie was recently released. Clifford is known for being a giant dog. What color is Clifford?
He's red.
Number two, Dwayne The Rock Johnson rocked a Santa Claus outfit to help promote his new line of ice cream that features his own brand of tequila. What was the name of the demigod that he played in Moana?
Maui.
Number three, Rebel Wilson announced that she has reached her weight goal a month early. She actually looks fantastic. Last year, she starred in the movie Cats. What author that also wrote The Wasteland wrote the poems behind Cats?
T.S. Eliot.
Number four, Barack Obama said he would give rapper Drake the okay to play him in a biopic about his life. What number president was Barack Obama?
44.
Number five, Billy Joel confirmed that the real Princess Diana danced to Uptown Girl in a private gala years ago, as just portrayed on The Crown. What model was the main Uptown Girl in the famous video that Billy Joel eventually married? Come on, Rachel.
Christie Brinkley.
All right. I think you got him. Come on, come on.
How'd you do?
Rachel got all 5.
Well, you took forever.
Yeah. Okay.
Feels like you were generous with the clock. Let's see how I do.
Number one, a teaser trailer for Clifford movie was recently released. Clifford is known for being a giant dog, but what color is Clifford?
He's red.
Yes. Okay. Number two.
Look at how excited you are.
I'm so excited. Dwayne The Rock Johnson rocked a Santa Claus outfit to help promote his new line of ice cream that features his own brand of tequila.
Yeah.
What was the name of the demigod that he played in Moana?
Well, I don't know the name of the god, but the brand is Maui.
What?
Isn't it Maui?
Maui is the name of the demigod. That's not the name of the tequila.
Isn't it no, but it's the name of what he's coming with ice cream, isn't it?
Yeah, no, but fine. Maui's the right answer.
Oh, look at how mad you are.
It's all right because you're not getting this one. Okay. Number three, Rebel Wilson announced that she has reached her goal weight a month early. She says she's never been happier and encourages everyone to strive to be healthier.
Okay.
Last year, she starred in the movie Cats. What author that also wrote The Wasteland wrote the poems behind Cats?
Oh, my gosh.
I told you you weren't going to know this. Come on.
I'm just going to guess Frost is the only poet I know.
Robert Frost?
Yes.
No, it's T.S. Eliot. Congratulations, Rachel. You just won $1,000.
That's a great victory. I mean, Anna sounds more excited than you.
Oh,
I'm looking at her face.
I'm very excited.
Yeah. You know I like even numbers. $1,000, that's a good amount of win.
I mean, you're a crazy person.
Let's keep going. Number four, Barack Obama said he would give rapper Drake the okay to play him in a biopic about his life. What number president was Barack Obama?
Barack's number 44.
And number five, Billy Joel confirmed that the real Princess Diana did dance to Uptown Girl in a private gala years ago as portrayed on The Crown.
Okay.
What model was the main Uptown Girl in the famous video that Billy Joel eventually married?
His wife, the incomparable Christie Brinkley.
Yes.
She's still amazing.
Rachel, it doesn't matter because he did not know T.S. Eliot, and I knew he wouldn't because he just has no idea anything about literature, and that makes you $1,000 richer. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's Rachel, and I just beat Raven.
Congratulations, Rachel.
A new streak begins tomorrow. Enjoy that money, girl.